In the story we just heard, ordinary folks from the town of Fremont were getting pretty worked up about immigration. In varying degrees, that's happening all over the American heartland. But more than anything, the arguments you hear are economic. So we decided to follow the money and take a closer look at the economics of immigration in Nebraska. To start off, we visited one Omaha business owner with a pretty strong opinion on the matter.
This is the easiest tour.
Wow.
Our little balcony here.
Oh my God, whoa!
So,
Wow, this is a pretty huge backyard.
Yeah, so we run about 20 landscape crews out of here every day.
Dan Mulhall owns a plant nursery and landscaping firm called Mulhall's. He employs about 200 seasonal employees who usually work for 9 months every year. Many of them are from Mexico.
So this is a fabulous day to talk about why our immigrant workforce is so valuable to us, because it's not a nice day. It's raining, it's 38 degrees, and these guys are just getting after it and going.
Mulhall is a Republican, and he believes immigration laws should be reformed.
The problem is the system and the law that hasn't, you know, kept pace with the demographics of our country.
Nebraska's Latino population has increased rapidly over the last two decades, now at almost 200,000 people. And there are many who believe if it weren't for the Latino immigration wave, the state would be in trouble.
So Nebraska is desperately a state that loses population, that if it was not for immigration, it would have lost population in the last two censuses.
That's Lourdes Gobea, a sociologist at the University of Nebraska. And according to her research, that immigration is vital to the region's economy.
The data is incontrovertible. Immigrants contribute $2.5 billion plus a year to production to the state. They generate nearly 20,000 jobs, and they pay taxes a little above of what they receive in benefits.
Take ranching and meatpacking, the economic backbone of many Nebraska towns.
Who's they are, the lot numbers, is there a lot?
Chuck Folkin owns a feedlot in a tiny town called Lee, just a few hours' drive from Omaha. Immigration has been on Folkin's mind a lot lately.
In the beef industry, I'm particularly sensitive to it because I've watched them grade my cattle and process my beef. And those facilities would not run today without those immigrant workers in there.
Folkin remembers an immigration raid at a nearby meatpacking plant in December of 2006. The raid slowed production and ended up hurting Folkin's business. And that wasn't all.
I don't remember the number, but it was about 20 children that were left here with no parents. That close to Christmas, that just seemed like a very challenging thing for the whole community and for the whole part of Nebraska. And that was one of the things that made me think that cattlemen need to be concerned about this issue.
Folkin, who's also a Republican, came to lead a task force on immigration for the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association, a trade group representing the state's beef industry. Last year, they passed a resolution supporting immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship. It was beef, after all, that brought many of the immigrants to Nebraska in the first place.
Lots and lots of efforts to lure people out of their homes in Mexico to come work for the meatpacking plants. And the rest is history.
You see, the meatpacking industry went through a crisis in the late 1970s. The jobs stopped being attractive to locals. So industry leaders revamped the sector in the 80s. They started actively recruiting in towns and villages in Mexico.
Other plants smuggled them in. We had a case in Omaha that where a plant was complicit in the smuggling, and the managers were taken to court, and unfortunately, the only ones who pay were the immigrants themselves.
When opponents of immigration want hard numbers to support their arguments, they turn to FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Their spokesperson, Ira Melman, says industries like meatpacking support immigration because it's good for business.
The people who benefit are the direct employers. The people who lose are the taxpayers and the workers who used to do those jobs.
In fact, both sides agree that business owners are the ones that benefit the most from the low-wage jobs many Latino immigrants do. We did reach out to the Nebraska Association of Meat Processors for their response, but we didn't hear back. The businesses may see higher corporate profits, but FAIR says average taxpayers pick up the bill by paying for things like school and medical care for immigrants.
So what we are doing is simply creating a subsidized labor pool for a lot of industries.
FAIR wants a return to high-paying jobs in all sectors of the economy, especially agriculture. They say this would attract American-born workers, and they want to enforce the laws that will make immigrant workers leave the country on their own.
If you make it clear to people that even if you can get into the United States illegally, you're not going to get a job because the employers understand that the government is out there policing the labor force and that they're going to hold the employer accountable and make it hurt if we catch them, that the jobs will begin to dry up.
But the idea that immigrants will leave and that wages will just shoot up is very likely an economic fantasy. And several studies by the University of Nebraska found that immigrants in the state do pay sales, income, and gas taxes. In fact, Govea thinks many people don't realize just how dependent the Nebraska economy is on Latinos.
And Nebraska has had a history that is not one of these rabid anti-immigrant xenophobic states or racist states.
She believes the anti-immigrant sentiment that has taken over Nebraska comes from outside the state.
Politicians from outside the state figured out that this was a good place to test some of these ordinances. This was a good place to steer the xenophobic sentiments and build political careers around them.
Nebraska will remain a predominantly white state well into the 21st century. But in a state where the population was shrinking, Latino children are now a big contribution to new population growth. These children just might be the solution to Nebraska's demographic trouble.